state funding will be used to provide stable housing for people in Oklahoma City experiencing homelessness. Details on a bill to prepare for upcoming Olympic events. And State House lawmakers approved legislation on crisis pregnancy centers. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, March 10th. I'm Deborah Schar. Governor Kevin Stitt agreed to use state funds to house people experiencing homelessness in Oklahoma City. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the move is markedly different from how the state approached encampment clearing efforts in Tulsa.
About 40 people could be placed in housing through a new agreement between the state and Oklahoma City. Nonprofit investigative outlet The Frontier uncovered the agreement after Governor Stitt spearheaded state-led encampment sweeps in Oklahoma's two largest cities. Advocates say this is the first time they can remember receiving state funding for an encampment rehousing initiative. The Frontier reports Stitt signed the agreement, despite not offering similar housing support in Tulsa. According to its terms, the state will pay for temporary housing and support services for up to a year for people experiencing homelessness, while local organizations help them work towards stable housing. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Olympics are coming to Oklahoma City, and they're expected to be expensive. Estimates put the cost at $100 million for OKC to host canoe, slalom, and softball for the Los Angeles-based 2028 Summer Games. On Monday, the state Senate advanced a measure to create a fund to cover those costs. If approved by the House, the measure would create an account, but not put any money in it yet. Edmond Republican Senator Kristen Thompson says it's important to have the structure in place to pay for these events.
This is quite literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we should all be very, very excited about the impact this is going to have on every Oklahoma community, and we get to show off our great state.
Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports the account would be used to pay for infrastructure, warehouse, and transportation needs. A policy that would prevent the state from enforcing certain requirements on crisis pregnancy centers passed the House floor Monday. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the bill would also allow centers to sue those who violate its provisions.
Crisis pregnancy centers are private nonprofits that promote childbirth and alternatives to abortion. They offer resources, counseling, and classes, and sometimes provide free pregnancy tests or limited ultrasounds to confirm pregnancy. They are considered controversial by some groups who argue they resemble full-service health clinics but often do not have licensed medical staff on site. House Bill 3194 by Piedmont Republican Denise Crosswhite Hader seeks to prevent the state and its officials from requiring centers to counsel in favor of or promote through signage abortion, abortion-inducing drugs, or contraception. Democratic lawmakers thoroughly debated the bill, expressing concerns about the transparency and oversight of crisis pregnancy centers. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Integris Health and United Healthcare have reached a new agreement. The deal avoids a disruption in care for thousands of Oklahoma patients. The agreement was announced Monday night, just before a 30-day extension between the two sides was set to expire. The deal keeps Integris hospitals, doctors, and related services in United Healthcare's insurance network. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.